Welcome back to Unveiled by Grace Podcast. This is your host, your man of God, your brother, your friend. Well, I ain't a friend to all of y'all, but it's your man of God, Ron. I'm back. We're back with another episode. Now, if you listen to the last episode, we talked about restoring relationships and just the importance of relationships. And if you listen to the full episode, you would know that this podcast, the third one, was going to be about love and operating in love. But we're going to come back to the love, and because this is, I think, the message I want to speak about today. And today is Memorial Day, so shout out to everyone who served the country, first responders, and everybody who's served in the military, and those who have family members who's lost their lives and served this country. We appreciate you. We love you. And America is the greatest place in the world, on God's green earth. So shout out to you guys. Hope you guys have a great Memorial Day. You get to eat food, be with family, and enjoy your time off from work or whatever, and just rest and enjoy family. But today we're going to be talking about distractions. Distractions. Man, distractions are the destroyer of destinies. Seriously. And especially since we're in the time we're in, you know, with social media, our cell phones are at our hip. I mean, not at our hip. They're glued to our hands. You know, you can't, you know, most people can't even. That's why a lot of people can't keep their jobs. A lot of employers are like, they have to write that in the guidelines and like the handbook. Cell phones off at work. Leave them in your locker. I mean, literally, our cell phones are the biggest distractions. It's one of the tools. It's a useful tool. It's a great tool, but it is the biggest distraction. But let's get back to distractions. Everything is a distraction, you know, like even just me making this podcast, you know, everyone's home. It's the summertime. My wife's a teacher. The kids are home. and it's just, you know, everything's going on. It's so much going on that it's easy to get distracted. And it seems like when you really want to be disciplined and do some work and do some things you need to do, something comes up. The kids want something. Truthfully, with the kids, literally, it's like they know mommy and daddy are doing something or need to do something, and they just come at the right time for themselves to literally distract you. Is I kid you not, and that's just in your home. Think about when you go out, when you have to meet a deadline at work, or it's so easy to fall into distraction. So easy. It's almost a full-time job around the clock, minute by minute, to remain focused and disciplined to get what needs to be done. Like, man, distractions destroy destinies. It's so many of us who lose that battle every single day. And I know I said it like losing that battle like you one would say, and I'm not making light of this, but when someone, you know, loses the battle to cancer or whatever, something very traumatic, right? But distractions are that. Distractions are as deadly and life-altering as cancer. Hear me out. That's why one of the men of God that I pay attention to and I learned from a lot, Michael Oropo. I've been watching him and listening to him a lot. He spoke on distractions. He spoke on, you know, our eye gates and our ear gates. You know, what are we giving our time to? What are we? And that's the biggest thing distraction comes for. It's the only thing it really comes for, is your time. Your time. How are you using your time? And this is just the message and the episode for today, because there is a urgency and an emergency for a lot of you to cut out distractions, because it's something that God is using you to do. It's something that you were put here to do that has to be done. It has to, and it won't be done if you don't do it. And if it's for God's kingdom, if it's for furthering his kingdom, it has to get done. And that's why he chose you. That's why he chose you. That's why he chose you. So, and sometimes we literally don't take the time, right, to look at how we're using our time, if that makes sense. Because, I mean, I'm guilty of this as well. I've been a procrastinator. You know, just is a horrible habit for so long. I wouldn't say a procrastinator, but keeping focused, right? Keeping focused long enough to do what needs to be done and keeping the distractions at bay and having the discipline to still make the time and manage my time the way I need to. Right? Some of you have had a business idea, a book idea, just an idea that God gave you, and it's just sitting. It's sitting. And I heard this years ago from one of the greatest orators that I know of, the Les Brown. He spoke about, you know, the most rich place there is the graveyard. It's the graveyard. Because a lot of ideas, a lot of things that God gave and put in people to manifest or to create, a lot of them didn't. Because, yeah, they were scared, or yes, because, but I'm guessing one of the main things was distractions. And there are so many distractions today. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. And with this swipe up, swipe left culture we live in today, with these cell phones and social media, with these 15-second shorts, our attention span, and just our wherewithal or will to put the phone down, to stay focused. So our biggest enemy of today is distraction. It's on the news with the fear mongering. It's online with, you know, everybody's highlight reels and who's wearing what and who did this and who did that. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy how how many distractions and loud noise it is. That's why it's important. It's so important. It's so important to understand what you're up against. And a lot of people like to make the enemy the devil and this and that. Well, true believers know, we know that the devil isn't nothing. I mean, when you know who you are, and trust me, I'm not saying this with disregard to the process and understanding. I get it. You know, I'm still well, my mama my godmother would say, "Oh, you still a babe." Nah, I love her to death. I understand that process, but the devil ain't nothing for us to worry about. When we walk in authority through Christ Jesus, we don't worry about him. A lot of our problems be us. A lot of our hindrance is us. And one of the biggest is distractions. Your attention. Where are you paying it? Come on now. Where are you paying your attention? And sometimes, you know, the biggest distractions, you know, now I'm going to go back to the home, is maintaining the kingdom business or what God put you here to do with the family business, which is, you know, your wife, your children, your husband, your children. That balance becomes, you know, it becomes crazy. And in it, there can be distractions. There can be distractions. Your wife wants to go on vacation around the time your deadline is for the layout for this new building that you're inquiring about. Or your kids want you to, when you get home from work, they want, you know, and you got to make the time. I'm not saying don't make the time. I'm saying manage your time wisely. Wisely. Because distraction is the destroyer of destiny. That's three D's. You can't remember. You can't forget. I said you can't remember. That's three D's. Distraction destroys destiny. And we will get to the expected end that our Heavenly Father has for us by cutting out distractions. So when your friends say, "Hey man, let's go out to the club, man, let's go good." But you know, you got this clothing brand you building and you working on, and you got to print these designs. When that girl is like, "Hey, I want to go to Turks and Caicos. Where y'all be going?" You know, yeah. But you know, right now, you don't need to spend $8,000 on a trip that's gonna last a week. Which it'll be great memories. I'm not telling you not to enjoy yourself and enjoy your life. And if you work hard, do those things. But do not be distracted. And I truly understand why most people just go throughout life in this mediocre, unfulfilling manner, because they get distracted. People pleasing, distraction, watching what other people are doing, distraction. I mean, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. Guys, don't be distracted. don't be distracted. Shoot. Your distractions disconnect you from God. When the last time you prayed? And I'm talking to me too. One thing I don't want to do on this podcast is come, and I'm going to have some guests on too as well. I have some brothers and sisters that are definitely going to be great guests on the podcast and be able to, you know, chime in. But I don't want to come off as this, like I'm telling people what to do. I'm telling you from my experience and what I've went through and what I'm going through. I was distracted for so long. Not hearing God. Not having clarity. And just drowning in the loud noise of distractions. Knowing that I'm called for something greater. Knowing that the dreams God showed me when I was a kid, Papa was talking about this, and when I say Papa, I'm speaking about Prophet Lovie Elias. Go check him out at Revelation Church, my spiritual father. He spoke about amnesia. And I believe, just from connecting his word, what he just spoke about amnesia and how we forget what God has done for us. A lot of times, I feel distractions bring about amnesia. Because if you're so focused on the distractions and your mind is everywhere, of course, it's just like bumping your head. Distractions cause you to bump your head, which creates amnesia, which disconnects you from God, which destroys your destiny. Hello. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Like, it's wild. It's wild, man. It really is. Distractions cause you to bump your head, which creates amnesia. Now you forgot what God done for you and what he's shown you and told you to do. Now you disconnected from God. Now you doing things your way, which is a distraction. Come on now. I can't wait. This is just a thought that just came. I can't wait where I start doing video and start doing lives, because I would love to have you guys chime in and give me your thoughts and just do like live Q&As. That'll be fun on the podcast. I saw this podcast called The Danza Report. They do that all the time, and a few others do that. So that's something that I plan to incorporate in the podcast. Not every episode, just a few different episodes on certain topics, I guess. But man, don't be distracted. The people need what you were put here to do. They need it. We need it. So don't be distracted. Don't cause or allow distraction to cause amnesia. Because if you don't forget and remember who you are, what you're here to do, then it'll never happen. And now another destiny has been destroyed. But that's my time, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. I enjoyed it. I was going to speak on love and operating in love. That'll definitely be the next one. I won't change it unless I'm led to. But we'll definitely speak about love. Everything we do is in love. This podcast is built on love. And there's no greater love than our Heavenly Father, who gave his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. He gave his life for you and I. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Man. So don't be distracted. Don't be distracted. Hope you guys enjoyed this. Share this with your friends and family. And sit down and take a moment on this Memorial Day to really understand, you know, or ask yourself the question, have you been distracted? And has your distractions caused amnesia? And after you ask yourself those questions, and if they are yes to both of them, because if it's yes to one, it's yes to the second one. If the answer is yes, the next thing you should do is go somewhere quiet, your prayer closet or anywhere in your car, wherever you need to go, right then and there. Once you ask yourself those questions, repent. Repent for being distracted and ask God for forgiveness, and then move on and ask him to bring back to remembrance what you're here to do, and begin to work on that each and every single day, because we need what God is giving you to do for his kingdom, not only to bring souls to him, but to manifest heaven here on earth. I love you guys. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. This is your man of God, Ron. This is Unveiled by Grace podcast. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Shalom.